Should we pray for the unsaved continually, or rather pray for the Christians to receive help to speak? Acts chapter 4. Well, you know, I think both. I think both. The scripture says that Paul prayed for the Jews that they might be saved. My prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And we read in the apostle writing saying that God wills all men to be saved, and so he asks us to pray for all men that they might be saved. So absolutely pray for the lost. Now, what do we mean when we say, Lord, save them? I think we could be a little more specific than that, couldn't we? We could pray, for example, for our unsaved family members, our wayward sons and daughters that are out there in the world. We could pray for them that the truth of God that has been sown in their hearts will be resurrected, that they'll think about those scriptures. Because the Word of God is alive, isn't it? We could pray that they'll feel filthy in their sin. That's something the Spirit of God has promised to do, to convict them of their sin. We could pray for them that God will bring other people into their lives whom they'll admire, who will speak a word for the Lord Jesus. There are lots of things we can pray specifically for others, that they be saved, without just simply saying, Lord, save so-and-so. I think we can, there are things that the scripture says we can pray for specifically regarding those who are lost. But absolutely, we need to pray for one another that we'll have boldness and courage and wisdom in knowing what to say. I think we need to pray that God will give us divine appointments, give us specific opportunities where it's so obvious that this is the will of God. I was over in Nagano in Japan, and I was going for a walk one day, and I said, Lord, there aren't many people here who speak English. Bring somebody to me who speaks English so I can talk to them about the Lord. I was zigging and zagging down streets I'd never been there in my life, and suddenly a man called to me from a little shop. And he was a Caucasian. And he walked over to me, and as he approached me, I saw he had a T-shirt on that said Canada. Well, I'm from Canada. And so he said, do you know where the Information Bureau is? And I happened to know, and I told him where it was. I said, what are you doing in Japan? He said, I live here. Been here 20 years. Really? Huh. He said, I said, where were you from in Canada? Oh, he said, Toronto. I said, that's interesting. I'm from a little town across the lake, St. Catharines. And he gave me a sheepish grin, and he said, well, actually, I'm from St. Catharines, but nobody knows where that is, so I just say Toronto. Oh, what a God. So would you like to speak to someone from Canada? How about your hometown? He went to the same high school as my son, grew up in the same neighborhood. That's the God we're dealing with. He knows the people. So he said to me, what are you doing in Japan? I said, well, I'm teaching the Bible. He said, you know, I never thought I'd look in that direction for the answers to life. But I've had a few really rough years. And just recently I went out and I bought my first Bible. And he said, I have no idea where to read. I said, well, listen, I'm just down at the Bible house here every morning and evening. Why don't you come down? He said, well, this is the only day in my life I've ever been in Karuizawa. I just came up here on a venture. I thought I might get some work, but I won't be here during the week. He said, where are you going to be on the weekend? And I thought, oh, he'll never show up there. It's 184 hairpin turns down the mountain from Karuizawa to Takasaki. I said, I'm going to be in Takasaki. He said, I live in Takasaki. 2 minutes from the chapel. He was there to hear the gospel Sunday afternoon. Speaks fluent Japanese. He's been coming ever since. I don't know whether he's saved now or I haven't heard. But you know something? I just bow my heart and I say, oh God, you know the ones that are longing for you. You see, we've been convinced by the devil that nobody's interested. There are people in your street that will weep themselves to sleep. There are people in your neighborhood, and they just got the bad news. You've got cancer, or I'm leaving you, or whatever it might be. And they're open to help. If we'd be open to let the Lord lead us to them, I think he would connect us, just like the Ethiopian eunuch and Cornelius and people like that who were searching for the truth. He'd bring us into contact with them. Divine appointments. We need to pray for that, don't we? Well, I think we've gone through most of the questions. There may be a few others. If so, I'll leave them for another night. We've had enough fireworks tonight, I guess, to get us home with our eyes still open. So, thank you very much for your attention, and we'll just pause for a moment's prayer. Father, once again, here we are, a few of thy people, We say with Solomon, sometimes we don't know how to come in or go out. We know that we have been called to a greater temple than Solomon was able to build, the eternal temple, the dwelling place of God. And here we are, sinners of the Gentiles, saved, and not only saved, but brought near, indeed brought in, and not only brought into the holy place, but into the holiest of all, to be servants of the Most High God, to be stewards of the mysteries of God, to communicate the mind and heart of God, to live out the truth of God, and to speak face to face with God. Oh, Father, what hast thou done? Through the work of thy Son and by the ministry of thy Spirit, we acknowledge before thee humbly these are gifts and ministries far beyond anything we're worthy of. And so tremblingly we take into our hands this ministry of prayer and this blessed book and cry to thee, O God, help us. Help us to make full proof of our ministry. Help us to speak as the oracles of God. Help us to pray in the Spirit and with the understanding. As we would make our way home now, keep us safe along the way. And in the days ahead, as we have mentioned, we would pray that every one of us who knows and loves thee will be given an opportunity to speak a little word for the Savior, just to tell people, I highly recommend the Lord Jesus. He's changed my life. He's given me joy and peace and believing. I'd love you to get in on it. I'd like to invite you to come to heaven with us. Oh, Father, help us to be ready with our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel and to be ready to give a word in season to those that are weary. We commend ourselves to thee for the evening and thank thee for all thy kindness. In the Savior's lovely name.